Story. As always, I'm your host, Megan Johnson. Alrighty, one quick thing before we get on to the episode. I released a Thriving on Fat podcast not too long ago, I think maybe 2 days ago. I just totally spaced on mentioning it, so if you want to check that out, that would be awesome. I did an interview with Keto Savage, Robert Sykes. It was a super awesome episode, and if you haven't checked out, please feel free to do so. The quick link is thrivingonfat.com/028, or just check out any of your podcast catchers of choice and type in Thriving on Fat, and you should be able to find it. Anyways, that is all I need to keep abreast of, so let's get on to the episode. Today is a Marcus Aurelius quote, and it's a short and sweet quote. I can't speak today. It is a short and sweet quote. And it is, don't be overheard complaining. Not even to yourself. Don't be overheard complaining. Not even to yourself. I think this is a very poignant quote, especially in the world we live in today, where it's a lot of complaining and nagging and not a lot of action sometimes, or at least it seems like it from my vantage point, because complaining happens when you just have small talk, and it seems like nowadays we have an abundance of small talk, and it seems like from at least the conversations I have with people or over here at work or all that fun stuff, it's a lot of, well, if I had so-and-so, this would be easier. If I could do this, and it's a lot of complaining and it's a lot of whining. And the reason that complaining can be a bad thing is because complaining breeds complacency. Sorry, I didn't sleep well last night, so my mind's not as quick as it normally is. Anyways, complaining breeds complacency because instead of taking action, you are, generally speaking, when you're complaining, you're pointing to reasons outside yourself for not being able to get something done. You're complaining about the weather not allowing you to run. It's complaining about the management staff, about the way things were scheduled. It's complaining about the shipment of goods you got in for your work instead of mentioning to the manager or the ordering staff what needs to be ordered and what needs to be waited on. And instead of complaining about it, do something about it. Instead of me complaining about, you know, how improperly the order was done at work or how some of the orders I've requested have not been properly processed, instead of complaining about it, I could easily hop on the computer, go onto the online ordering platform, and do the order myself. And generally speaking, you can do that. You can take ownership of things and get things done that need to be done. Sometimes you'll have to be annoyingly annoyingly pester the people who have the abilities to grant you that access, but if you're a smart partner, smart worker, and can show value and give value, generally speaking, your management staff should be able to do that. However, that's just at work. In personal life, instead of complaining about what your spouse did or didn't do, what your kids did or didn't do, or even your roommates, instead of complaining about it, sit down and talk to them about it. You know, it's just sitting down in an easygoing manner and having a discussion with somebody about what they've been doing and how it might affect you. That's extremely necessary and it's extremely useful. And it's a tool that seems to not be used very often sometimes. It can be as simple as, hey babe, we haven't had a lot of communication lately. This is what's been bothering me and I'd like a way to fix it. Easy peasy. Just understand that when you have a discussion like that, you might also have to change along with them changing. That's just the name of the game. But that's not a bad thing. Changing or modifying your view or stance on something, it's not a bad thing. Conceding to somebody's demands is not a bad thing. Because sometimes we're in the wrong. And in order to progress forward, we need to be in the right. So sometimes becoming right means understanding that we were wrong and choosing a different path. There's one thing, I'm not going to get political, but there's one thing I hate about the political landscape and how it seems nowadays. When somebody switches their mind on an issue, I don't care if it's Republican, Democrat, third party, I don't care. But generally speaking, when somebody changes their opinion on an issue, it's seen as a bad thing. When somebody wants to come to a consensus on a problem we all have in this country, it seems like a bad thing. Because it's not about coming together and unifying. It's about, I'm going to stand my ground because I'm a Republican. I'm going to stand my ground because I'm a Democrat. I am not going to give in to anybody else's demands. That's stupid. Because we are not always right. And sometimes we need to concede. And we need to give some ground in order to gain some ground later. We need to make the best decision we can that makes the most people happy. Now, on a micro level, that's what we need to do with our friends, families, and loved ones, or at our jobs. Sometimes something's got to give, and instead of complaining about it, seek to find a solution. If, for example, you're not able to spend enough time with your spouse, instead of complaining about it, talk to your spouse. Say, hey, we haven't been spending a lot of time together. How can we fix this? Now, something has got to give because there's only 24 hours in the day. Say there's a lot of overtime being done, or say there's a lot of mindless video game playing time. For example, if you want to have some more couple time, one of those things can give. Easy. But depending upon which one you are on that side of the argument will depend on what you'll have to give up. It's easy. It's not hard. It's uncomfortable for sure, but it can be done. Just remember that. Instead of complaining, try and seek and find a solution. It's difficult at first. It can be a little uncomfortable, but if you can get it down, it's a really good tool to have. Especially when it seems like nowadays when there's so much complaining. I don't know, maybe it's just the group of peeps I work with, but I don't know. I cannot speak for anybody else's work posse but my own. So next time you want to complain, instead of doing it, think about ways you can make the situation better, how you can change things, how you can make it to where you don't have to complain. Take the steps necessary to limit and minimize it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow might be a little bit of a weird episode, just as a forewarning. I will be waking up quite a bit earlier than I normally do to take a friend to the dentist. So I don't know exactly when I'll be waking up yet. I need to iron the details out and when I'm going to work with my wifey tomorrow. So it might be a very early episode, or I might do it on my way home from work. I'm not sure, which would mean it as a little bit of a later episode. Anyways, I'm running, not sure on which one I'll be running there. Regardless, thank you for joining me on another episode of the One Take Stoke. As always, I've been your host, Megan Johnson. If you'd like to check out the show notes for this or any of the other episodes, it'll be at thrivingonfat.com/stoic. If you'd like to rate, review, subscribe on your podcast catcher of choice, you can do so on any of the platforms. It'd be super awesome. And doing that would help us get a larger audience, more notoriety, and so forth. Help me bring in better guests for my main show, which do bleed into this show every once in a while. Which I need to do that. I think. I think I need to take off the One Take Stoke portion of the. Whatchamacallit podcast? Thinking about something. I will be dropping the One Take Stoke portion of the podcast interview I did with Robert Sykes onto the feed. I'm not sure if I've done that before. So if it's a double episode, I do apologize. But it was a fun little segment. So I'm totally off topic now. And that'll probably be dropping on, maybe tomorrow. So I won't have to. Anyways, I'm not going to figure out when I'm going to be dropping that. I will let you know when it drops. Regardless, I'm going to start wrapping up the show because I'm getting very distracted and y'all probably don't want to hear that. Lastly, if you'd like to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you can do so at Thriving on Fat on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I am at work and I will talk to you mañana.